Time now for business news. Philip Morris plans to launch a new cigarette this year. Marlboro Ultra Smooth is designed to cut down exposure to harmful ingredients in tobacco smoke. While Philip Morris is not making any health claims about the new cigarette, public health advocates warn it could be sending the wrong message to smokers, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
It's what's called a line extension, a new product in the popular Marlboro family. What's new is the filter.
Marlboro Ultra Smooth contains a new carbon filter, which lets the flavor through for a new filtered smooth taste.
Peggy Roberts is director of communications for Philip Morris USA. She reads the company's short statement about plans to test market Marlboro Ultra Smooth in Atlanta, Tampa, and Salt Lake City.
The company is conducting this test market to understand consumer acceptance of the taste and flavor delivered by this new product.
There's no discussion about how the new carbon filter functions or what, if anything, it filters out of tobacco smoke. Industry observers believe the technology is an outgrowth of a Philip Morris research project known internally as SCORE, for smoke constituent reduction. Mitch Zeller was head of the Food and Drug Administration's tobacco program in the 1990s.
The intent behind the carbon filter is something called selective filtration. Philip Morris has identified a group of toxins that it is concerned about because they are associated with either lung cancer, lung disease, or heart disease, and they have been working for a number of years on this project that they call SCORE to use this fancy filter technology to reduce human exposure to the toxins of concern.
In a letter to attorneys general obtained by NPR, Philip Morris says it will not make any claims that Marlboro Ultra Smooth reduces exposure because, quote, we do not have evidence that the application of these new carbon filters warrants a reduced exposure claim. Zeller, now a public health policy consultant, has examined available internal company documents, most of them 2 years old or older, and says they indicate the company struggled with the science, reducing the levels of some toxins, but inadvertently driving up others.
And the bottom line problem is, when all is said and done, with these fancy filters and these reduced toxin tobaccos that the companies use, at the end of the day, the smoker is still lighting up a cigarette and putting thousands of chemicals into their lungs with each puff.
Other so-called reduced-risk tobacco products are already in the marketplace. Cigarettes that you heat instead of burn, like R.J. Reynolds' Eclipse, or ones made from specially formulated tobaccos with lower levels of certain chemicals, including nicotine. None of them has met with commercial success. Now, the technology is, for the first time, being used to modify an existing cigarette brand, the top-selling brand in the world, Marlboro. Zeller says without FDA regulation of tobacco, there's no scientific gatekeeper to monitor these new products. He worries they may discourage smokers from quitting.
The concern with the so-called reduced exposure or reduced risk cigarette is that companies like Philip Morris know that that's what the smoker has been waiting for. It's not easy to quit, and most smokers don't succeed the first time or the second time. And they're holding out hope, I would say a false hope or a misplaced hope, that there's going to be a safer cigarette out there.
In its promotional materials for Marlboro Ultra Smooth, Philip Morris warns that smokers concerned about the health effects of smoking should quit. A package insert says there's no such thing as a safe cigarette, including this one. Scientists say the biggest problem with safer cigarette technology is that there's no proven way to know if reduced exposure to harmful ingredients really lowers the risk of disease. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.